Sunday, Monday, Corey days. Tuesday, Wednesday, Corey days. Corey day. What a day for YouTube. This content is out. Scoop along with me those Corey days. Hey, everyone. Welcome to Steel Wars. I am Steel Saunders, and I do love Star Wars. And we are live streaming on the internet with my pals from the Convoy Call, from the Obi-Wan Kenobi background players, as we were. We've got Corey and Aubrey. How are you guys doing?
Hi.
Good. Good day for news.
It's a crazy day for news.
Yeah, good timing all around.
So it came out today that Disney is, I don't know where they keep this slate, but they've got this slate somewhere and they've updated it. And Variety was the one I saw that reported on this slate change, which results in, like, in 20 months, 3 Star Wars films. Now, we haven't got to chat. We didn't get to chat last week, I don't think, Corey. And thank the maker we're not doing a another breakdown of Mandalorian.
We're not doing that today?
No. But a bit of news that we missed in since we haven't got to talk for a week is apparently, you guys, Disney is considering selling Star Wars, and the number one buyer is George Lucas. Now, to ramp that up, Disney have announced 3 movies in 20 months because George wants it loaded. He's got just years of movie ideas ready to go. So to build up to the transition, they've already put them in motion. So it's just hilarious that you can make up a story that is so contradicts what's actually happening. If you're about to sell this, you would not be doing 3 movies in like 20 months. You'd be
no, but still, they're trying to squeeze. Disney's trying to squeeze as much as they can out of the IP until George Lucas, you know,
okay,
get all the midichlorian free stuff before like the midichlorian film.
Okay, great point. Or yeah, that's a great point. But if it's possible to squeeze Star Wars for all this money and it's so profitable before you sell it, why would you sell it?
Well, my other question too regarding the story, which is very funny, is I love George Lucas. He would not be able to afford Star Wars right now. Like, there's no way. Like, I mean, but there's that.
Yeah.
Because this is going to be like, oh yeah, $50 billion.
Maybe. You can sell the museum if you want. Acquire Lucasfilm. Instead, it's been like a license this whole time.
Right.
But because Disney, they're like the big bads, you know, and they're like, wahaha, and they're like maniacal chairs, they've branded it as an acquisition, even though it's really a license. All right.
Aubrey, you have to get out of this character, the crazy YouTube. Just go. Like, you have to snap out of it. Get some cold water on her, Corey, because you can't do this character all episode where you're just like, I'm going to make up. Oh, maybe they're just licensing. No, they're not just like that.
Apparently, you can get a lot of views and money from it, though, Steel. Think about it. We should just change our like marketing tactics and make sense.
At this point, it might as well.
Yeah, I think when people were tarred and feathered in the town square, they got a lot of views as well. But it doesn't mean I want to participate, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Wow.
It's
awesome.
It's awesome. I put up a poll. All right, let's get I'll get the little poll up. Because actually, first of all, I have to do, like, this is what this is the first things first. We have got a poll on Twitter. It's a great poll. It's going well. Check it out. But Peter Serretta, formerly of Slash Film, now he just goes to theme parks 24/7. What a life.
Jealous.
So yeah. He brings up an interview, I believe it was him, or he at least reported on it, with Kathleen Kennedy. This is like, when was this? This was so recently, this quote. But she says, "I've often brought up Bond," Kennedy noted in a conversation about when to best release new Star Wars movies. "That's every 3 or 4 years, and there wasn't this pressure to feel like you have to have a movie every year. I feel like that is very important to Star Wars, and we have to eventize this. It is much better to tell the truth that we are going to make these movies when they're ready to be made and release them when they're ready to be released." Now, like, maybe there are 3 movies ready to be released, but we're also in the middle of a writer's strike. So I'm very dubious about this, but it's...
Unless they've already been somewhat written.
I don't think so. Nah.
You don't think any of them have?
I think no. I think the new Jedi Order has been written, but it's still going through revisions. Yeah. I don't think Filoni's movie is written, and I don't think James Mangold's movie is written. I don't think so. So,
man, tough day at the office when Corey's making more sense than Aubrey.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, then you get on that writer's strike.
Well, what's interesting about this is usually when there's 2 films in 1 year, I don't think we've ever seen that scheduled for Star Wars. I can't imagine it's going to stick. If it does stick, the only thing I can think of is there's some connectivity between that film and the Dave Filoni film and whatever TV is weaved in between.
It's like a secret trilogy.
No, but I think
All right. No more just saying dumb things because they pop into your head. You know there's not a secret trilogy. No, you know. If this is like, listen, it's time for you to face, there's no secret say it after me, Aubrey. There's no secret trilogy.
There's no secret trilogy.
Exactly.
Watch the real one, though.
I don't watch it.
All right. Devesh says the race script was at least partially written, but it needed a complete rewrite, right? Like they got in, it's not just like the same people are touching up on their work. It's like, it's a complete go over. And I don't think even we got to talk about what came out about like Damon Lindelof, but man, what a letdown.
Awful. And,
yeah, I always think like with people that's how they behave, it's probably not best they write or have anything to do. Like it's like it sort of buries into their Star Wars viewpoint a little bit, even though they may not be aware of it. But anyway, Cutting Room 4 says, "I would take these release dates with a grain of salt."
Oh, yes. Massive one. It's like a whole salt rock.
Well, at this point, I think Marvel's a great example of this, and Avatar. Those films change dates, I think, on a weekly basis. So, like, this is... And if the Disney Plus shows are anything to go on, too, you know, Ahsoka supposedly August 23rd. Who knows if that'll change in 3 weeks from now or...
It's not changing, you doomsday sayer. God.
I don't know, man. Andor changed 3 weeks before.
You're the classic make it about you. It's just like, yeah, this is other stuff. But what if something happened to something I cared about? But I love this Jim classic on my Twitter. Those creative differences are just around the corner. That's a banger. Yeah.
It's true.
But let's bring up my little poll because that's a banger as well, you guys.
I think our answers are funny.
Yeah.
But we ended up.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
You guys had answers?
Yeah, we voted.
Okay, love it, love it. So how do I make this a little bit bigger for you guys? Not like that. So Disney's announcement of 3 Star Wars films in under 2 years. Oh, we should point out. So for those that are just like listening or watching this for the information, the movie that was going to be in 2025 got pushed forward to May of 2026. And then they put in another film for Christmas 2026. And then they've got the film for Christmas 2027.
Right.
Man, imagine Christmas 2027. We'll all be getting like spacesuits from Santa or something. Like,
yeah. You know what's even crazier than that is the fact that, so obviously Aubrey and I are big fans of the Avatar movies, and they delayed the last film to December 2031. So... it's just, you know, I don't even, I can't.
We said we're going to be 33, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, you will be, Aubrey. I'm not sure about, who knows what, who knows what Corey will be. Where's my little thing? Here we go. So Disney's announcement of 3 Star Wars films in under 2 years makes you 23.3 were excited, very positive. 26.1 were nervous. 8.5 were numb. And sadly, 42.1% are doubtful it will happen. Now, as I wrote underneath, I feel like that's the 4 stages of Lucasfilm announcement.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's like excitement, trepidation, then just blankness, then denial. So, and I feel like I went through all of them in the past hour or so. Where did you guys, where did you click?
I went instantly to doubtful it will happen.
I went numb.
Number.
I'm pretty numb to any Star Wars news that comes out. I'm just like, yeah, all right. We'll see.
You're too busy worried about the Star Wars news that you've made up in your head.
Exactly.
But you're like going, what, you're still, you are thinking you want to get back to talking about this Ahsoka delay that hasn't occurred yet.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you I know hope the doesn't. Looming Lucasfilm Civil War.
Yeah. Always.
Civo. But and it's not just the advertise, like people go for Solo, like doing the 5 months or whatever. It wasn't just the advertising. It was like Solo was not a smooth production. Do you know what I mean? They had to refilm half of it. So it doesn't seem like, to use modern day corporate talk, there's a bandwidth issue in like how much the organization can like do at high quality.
Yeah. You want to hear something crazier? Is the fact that...
Is this about the Ahsoka delay?
The next Star Wars film that comes out, this is 7 years after Rise of Skywalker at this point. 7 years.
What?
Yeah. 7 years.
Wow.
That's actually the same amount of time when the Clone Wars movie came out and when like Force Awakens came out.
No.
Yeah. So that's kind of where we're at.
I hate that.
Yeah.
Yikes. I just love that. I hate that.
Yeah. But so it's interesting, you know, it's like we're I definitely did not think that Disney Star Wars would ever go more than like 2 years without a Star Wars movie, maybe three. 7 years is kind of nuts. But I do have a feeling that there's going to be a little bit of a transition period where once the movies come back, the shows might start taking the back seat more.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's just the media now. Like everyone went so deep into the streaming, you know, and like because of COVID, like really head first. And then after that, and it's dying, it's not growing anymore. They're working out like, well, the economics of this is like the, it's leveled out, but you can get stacks of people to go into a cinema and pay $20.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. Then they can watch it in 3 months' time on the service they're already paying for. Like you're double dipping.
So yeah, and streaming, you don't have to pay creators as much as of now because it's new media. So like that's why the studios love streaming because it doesn't cost them as much to like put up on the streaming sites.
Now, what do you reckon? Do you reckon these? What do you reckon about my date predictions?
Yeah, I think this is right. I think you're right.
May 22nd for the Ray film.
That is the first one coming out, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then December 18th, 2026 for, I guess, the Mandoverse Thrawn dealio.
Yeah.
Now, I got a very excited text from Noah Outlaw about this Ray release date because that's his birthday. And I think ever since forever, all he's talking about is wanting Ray to come back.
Loves Ray.
There you go. You know, and his birthday in 3 years from now, there you go.
Happy birthday.
Think about that too.
I just imagine him today walking around with just a little grin in between that extended bowl cut. Just... I see Noah on Instagram and stuff. Shout out to Noah if you listen. But like when I see his photos, I'm just like, man, that dude's American. Like,
that's accurate, actually.
It's like he's living in American Pie or something.
Noah's life is very much like a Hollywood film. Like a what's that movie that came out? Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that he lives. That's his life. Like it's ridiculous.
Which character is he?
Oh man, he would definitely be the Brad Pitt character.
Okay. You'd be the girl that's always hitchhiking, Corey.
That's unfortunately the most accurate description.
I haven't seen the movie. Does that make you Margot Robbie?
No, not at all. That makes me. That's just sad. It was a sad comparison.
Okay.
It's a very good movie, Aubrey.
I should watch it.
Yeah.
What else did I? Where's my little link deal? Oh, what did you guys make of that Outlaws game and stuff?
You know, looks cool. That's all I can really say.
It's Ubisoft, which makes me a little trepidatious because they're not known for like, I don't know, making like the best cutting edge games ever. But it looks fun. It looks like the female smuggler version of Fallen Order.
Yeah, I think it's so hard for my attention span to be kept. So. Anytime I see like a video game or something, I know I probably won't play it. But
it's Nyx, the little creature. Yeah, he is
voiced
here.
By D. So Bradley cute. Baker.
Actually?
Mm-hmm.
Oh
really?
Yeah.
The this little sort of loth cat with lots of ear deal. Harry saw it on my phone and was like, "What's that? It's cute." So they've got a winner. Do you know what I mean? If it just instantly wins over kids with this, it looks insane. We've got, if you're watching the podcast,
it's really good.
We've got the like the gameplay preview thing. But with my time constraints and how good it looks, like I can't risk addiction. Like, I just can't, like, to play, I couldn't give it what it deserves, which is total life devotion.
Yeah,
I mean,
gaming.
That's the thing. I haven't played a game in years for that reason. So
I used to game a ton in high school, and in college happened, and I didn't have time. And now I've been able to have time. But yeah, I think.
I mean, this comes out next year, though, so it's
yeah,
pretty soon. Yeah, it looks cool.
Yeah,
all those TIE fighter parts and stuff.
Yeah, they definitely have to remind us that this is an original trilogy.
I know, we need like a prequel trilogy game.
Yeah,
that would be so cool. Even if you're just doing something totally unrelated to like even the Clone Wars, what's happening during the Clone Wars?
Is that a yellow TIE fighter?
Yes,
Battlefield.
I absolutely love
it. It's a crossover between Star Wars and Transformers. That's Bumblebee.
I do love the droid in this. It's a commando droid from the Clone Wars in a trench coat.
I know. Did you see everyone's like crushing on the commando droid on Twitter?
Yep. I've seen
funny.
It.
Funny.
I've definitely seen it.
Trench coat is cool.
If you put a trench coat on anyone, it'll automatically.
Like, yeah.
Really? I was taught as a young boy to avoid those walking around in trench coats. But I don't know. I'm not here to judge everyone else's choices. I do like the yellow TIE fighter though. It just looks so you can just run around. So, and then other people you can fight with and hang out with. Can you form teams and all that sort of stuff?
I think your companions are like Nyx, the creature, and then the commando droid. And then you should.
Oh, so you can't shoot at other people.
No, they're just NPCs. Like you just react. You just interact with them.
How lonely. I thought everyone was playing together.
I think like a video game with Cad Bane as the lead would be really cool.
That could be cool.
What do I know?
Oh, I was under the impression it was going to be everyone together, like...
Oh, like in like World of Warcraft or something, like an MMO?
I had no idea. But like in the other games where everyone's like, hey, come, let's play tonight at this time.
Yeah, the co-op.
Yeah.
Now I think everyone's going to be like really lonely. I thought I was missing out on all the fun, but I can be lonely without a video game.
Like, I think they're really the only multiplayer Star Wars games have been like the Battlefront games and Star Wars Old Republic, right?
Yeah.
And then Galaxies.
Yeah. Lego.
Oh, hey, I should have put this up when we were talking about the movie thing. This is the slate that someone's deslated on Twitter. But,
oh, so terrible.
2025 films, there's a lot of them. There's Blade, Untitled Disney, Untitled Disney, Fantastic Four, Untitled Disney, Untitled Pixar, Mona.
King Dynasty is still on there.
Untitled Disney, Untitled Disney, Untitled Disney, Untitled Disney Animation, Avatar 3.
Woo!
Then 2026, Untitled Disney, Untitled Marvel. So there's no... Oh, Fantastic Four and Blade and Marvel. They just got names already. Good for them. Untitled Pixar, Untitled Disney, Untitled Disney. Then on the 5th... on the 1st of May, Avengers the Kang Dynasty.
Oh, they're releasing a Star Wars movie again 3 weeks after? That's...
Well, yes, and then
that one might not do well with the Jonathan Majors.
It's, no, this one is a better scenario for Star Wars. So on the 22nd of May, then you've got like 3 weeks later, you've got Untitled Star Wars. It's different this time because the Star Wars, there's been a like, it hasn't been a saturated market for Star Wars.
Yeah.
And I think it's better to come after it. And then with there's, it's not going to be, it's hard to imagine with all the issues that it's going to be like an Infinity War level Marvel film.
Yeah.
I feel like all that, like that momentum, like they popped that bubble and they haven't been able to like really reproduce it in that Marvel universe, but then you've got the animated one going nuts. Yeah, then you've got a lot of Untitleds. Then the end of that year, after May, 7 months later or so, you've got Untitled Star Wars in the sweet spot of the 18th of December. And then a year later, on the 17th of December, you've got Untitled Star Wars. And in the middle of that year, you've got Avengers Secret Wars, which which sounds good. I'm not really sure what the Secret Wars are, because they are secret and I don't know much about comic books, but it sounds intriguing.
That's so funny at the bottom. Just
Avatar 4, but
they had to put 2000, let's see, 28, 29, 30, 31, just to put those two in.
Those films are going to be so big, they haven't scheduled any other films those years.
How many of the titles do you think is the live action remakes?
Oh, all of them?
What did you just say then? You skizzed out at my end.
How many of those untitled Disney films do you think are actually just the live action remakes?
Oh. More than half.
There's a lot of D23s in there and a lot of celebrations, I think, in between.
Hey, I got sucked into this thing before we started. I was checking like Star Wars news on Google. I like seeing what comes up. And I got screen ranted.
Ooh.
Like, you know, when they have got this, like the question they ask in the headline, it's like, I have to see what their answer is. Right.
So, yeah.
So this one is Star Wars hints an original trilogy villain could beat Palpatine.
Ooh.
Now, I'm not going to tell, I haven't read how they worked this out, but it's obviously in a comic, I believe. Yeah, it's definitely in a comic. And I don't know how, right? But I just want you, so original trilogy villain, I want you to think of an original trilogy villain, the one that you think could most likely beat Palpatine.
Tarkin?
Vader.
Well, Aubrey, that's wrong already. like we saw it in the movie. What is with you?
Jabba the Hutt.
Thank you. Just, thank you. It's far better than what Screen Rant says. But their answer. Are you ready? Bosk.
Huh? Oh. How does that work?
That's Corey. A the worst one.
All right. So it's in a comic.
Bosk?
Okay, in Star Wars Bounty Hunters 34, Bosk and his crew of bounty hunters are attacked by a gang of Imperial-backed mercenaries who are there to wipe the memory of Bosk's cyborg ally, Valance. Wait. Oh, okay. Oh, my God. Oh, God.
This is like armor that's it, or something like that.
All right. During the attack, Bosk was shocked with a level of voltage that, in inverted commas, from the comic, that could knock out a Brezik. A Brezik is a giant lizard roughly 10 meters long and 9 meters tall. So the fact that Bosk can take that level of voltage without even feeling it means he can withstand an absolutely incredible amount of electricity, making him all but immune to Palpatine's Force lightning attack. Bro, have you heard of lightsabers?
They're like force choking.
Throw them out the windows. done.
How about Dirge?
All right. So name and shame. Spencer Connolly. Spencer Connolly, you get the Aubrey Award for the day. Take it away.
It's honestly like your worst take. You have some pretty bad takes. I love you, but you have some pretty bad takes.
She probably doesn't love Spencer either, but yeah, just don't.
Yeah.
What a, that is a gem.
Wow. Yeah, that's worse than my conspiracy theories earlier this stream.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I expect more out of you, Aubrey. So that's why it's more just like a screen rant. What else are they going to give me? You know, this sort of vibe.
Maybe I should go right for screen rant.
There you go.
Just my wild theories, like my wild meme theories.
What else? What are it was revealed that Andor had a quarter of $1 billion budget. And I say, money well spent.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
How about making some of that money back with a Blu-ray release with commentaries?
I'm kind of baffled over the fact that there's been no Blu-ray release for anything. It's upsetting, you know, but it's all maybe Ahsoka will have one.
It's so odd because it's like they so want money.
Mm-hmm.
Like, do you know what I mean? Like, they love making money. They'll fire 5,000 people to get more money, but it's like sell 5,000 Blu-rays, and then they can all work for another week.
I think Disney should. This is a serious proposal. I think Disney should consider hiring myself for their brand management at the parks for like merchandise. Because, you know, I went to Disneyland recently with Aubrey and I'm looking through all the Star Wars stuff. And I got to tell you, like so much of it is just junk, you know,
it's pretty lacking.
But if you bring, you know,
hey, Corey.
Yeah.
I don't want to steal your job, but can you imagine what goes through my brain when I go through that sort of shop?
I think if you and I sat down and propose such an idea, there would be potential there.
Oh, so how's this, right?
Greg and Tom.
I didn't get to talk to you about it, but I went to the Carrie Fisher star reveal on May the 4th. And as I was walking back to my car, Kathleen Kennedy's car got stopped in traffic down this lane I was walking past. And I was like walking past her and I'm like, if I could have just like really concisely ran up to a window, got it to wind down and say, listen, your company's hemorrhaging tens of millions of dollars through poor licensing. I can help. Can I get in? Let us in. But I just didn't pull the trigger.
You would have had to pick you up at like the LA County Jail.
But I was saying to Hawes, like she was driving down this little lane behind where the Kimmel Show films and this truck pulled out in front of her like a heist.
Oh.
It was nuts. I was watching it just like going, whoa, like, and then like I was waiting for like YouTubers to like get out of the truck and like hold her hostage or something. Give her a petition.
Bring back legends.
But yes, yeah, so yeah, I think we could do wonders for the company. We'll definitely be able to pay for our own salaries, I feel like, with our increase.
Like, even if like, we won't pay you unless we see results, I'll go, okay, I'll take that risk. You'll see results. Don't worry, Bob. I'm telling you.
God, you are ready for some... You have been watching Succession or something, the way you're ready for these corporate meetings.
I'm ready.
Don't worry about it, Bob.
I'd be the Greg tiered Tom.
That'd be awesome. I want the...
I'll be Greg to your Tom. Yeah. That is, like, horrible.
I think it's, like, semi-accurate in, like, a less toxic way.
Yeah.
I'm not Tom.
I said a less toxic way. Like, you're, a non-toxic
you're
way.
You're the good version of Tom.
Yeah.
I'm the good version of Tom. All right.
Pause.
Hi, guys.
That was Devesh says, $250 million paid off for Andor. That's so wild to learn. Cassie and Andor show had more funding than the Obi-Wan show. Strange. But it also went for a third longer. So it did fill, you know, more time on the Disney Plus app, whether or not it was more successful or not, but you got more product, and the more minutes you add or the more episodes you add onto a show, like, you exponentially get, you know, another, you know, $40 million to do that episode or whatever. I'm just spitballing.
Andor puzzles me. Like, they had that much money,
mm-hmm.
and then there are a ton of allegations of, like, things going wrong on set. And then Tony Gilroy somewhat recently said he never was actually on set for Ferrix ever. Like, it just seems like when you start looking into it, it seems like kind of a messy production. But they were able to, like, cobble it together, and it, like, the end result did not seem messy at all.
Yeah, but he wasn't there because of COVID.
Right. Yeah, that was why.
No, that's why, because he was going to be there, and then they announced that he was going to be just executive producing it via Skype, because he said he didn't want to leave like America while, because it was still pretty COVID-y, super COVID-y.
Mm-hmm.
So it was, like, announced he wasn't going to, like, it was like a COVID decision that he wasn't going to be there. Because I think he was going to direct the first ones. And then he didn't. And he said he was so glad he didn't, because, like, it was just way too much to take on. Like, in when he was in that, you go, oh, if I was doing that as well. So, how's this, Sam? Did you see that George called Tony Gilroy to say he loved Rogue One? And all I can think about is, like, Did Gareth get a call? Like, how? What a burn that you direct a Star Wars film, and then George Lucas watches it, loves it, and then calls the uncredited. Is Tony Gilroy's name in the credits?
I think so.
George is, like,
George has talked to Gareth. I know that.
So is that before he just was like, "I'm gonna be like the retired grandpa that just does his own thing." Basically, still tuning in a little bit.
Yeah. I would like to have a memoir from George. Just, I want to know his thoughts and his every, I don't know. That'd be nice.
Were you about to say, and his every what? What were you about to say? His every.
His every thought?
His every meal? We know he likes noodles and Diet Coke. What else does he like?
I feel like George could be a fine Italian restaurant guy. Like, he goes there for lunch, maybe some Chinese at the mall for dinner.
Yeah, I think he's buddies with Francis Coppola, so I'm sure he's had many a fine Italian meal.
Mm-hmm.
Especially in LA. Oh my God, the Italian restaurants.
Those
those classic ones. Oh,
I remember during when we were shooting Obi-Wan, Aubrey and I would go to an Italian restaurant across the street from
Yeah. Espargo.
No, I didn't go there. Is it good?
Oh, no, it's not good. It's okay. Oh. If you're desperate.
Is it El Fornayo?
El Fornayo.
Yeah.
It was fine dining.
I mean, it wasn't like the best Italian place ever.
But it cost me like $150 for
every
meal.
Okay, never mind. It was amazing.
I basically wasted my Kenobi checks on those dinners.
Though, to be fair, when you're like running around in dirt all day on Jabim, you do want like something fancy.
It was funny when we would walk into restaurants after shooting on Obi-Wan, because like we were all hungry, so we didn't have time.
And they
like
messed up our hair.
Yeah, like we
looked like homeless.
We looked like we were homeless, and we'd walk in and like sit down at restaurants, and people would be like,
"We walked into Islands. It was like us and Michael, and our hands were covered in dirt, and our faces were, and like my hair, like they purposely like made it really ratty." And we walked up, and we're like, "Table for three, please." And the hostess just like looked at us and like looked us up and down. I was like, "We were just on a TV show set."
I can't wait for when.
Did you sneak on it? but you know, that said, you're not exactly looking like high society right now.
No. I mean, yeah, but imagine that with dirt.
It was a lot of dirt. It was like, I think on screen you don't see it.
Space dirt, though. It's the best dirt.
Well, yeah. No, I would like them to plaster that on me every day.
But it was like straight, like my hands were just like brown, like it looked like I rolled in mud.
Yeah, it was quite bad.
Because they would literally get a paintbrush and paint dirt onto your hands.
Like, and on our face, and then they had dirt to put in our hair. Oh my goodness, like whenever a costuming person would come around, because again, they made my hair super ratty on purpose, they would just go and like go like this, and I looked like Pigpen.
So you guys were in the same thing, so you knew what was going on. But I'd get home and Jackie be like, especially like in the morning, she'd go, "Is that Star Wars dirt or real? And I'm like, "It's Star Wars dirt. It's not me. It's like space dirt." Like, because if I was that dirty normally, there'd be an issue.
Yeah.
But space dirt. But there was, I did have to, there was some suspicion.
Uh-oh.
There was some suspicion. That goes.
Indeed. That needs to be a shirt.
Space dirt, the best dirt. What else is going on, Corey? You buy any Star Wars things lately?
No, not really.
A wrecker?
Yeah, but that's irrelevant. Okay. Yeah, no, not really.
We got the Art of Rebels book. Corey got me the Art of Rebels book for my birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. And it was really interesting. There was some stuff that you were looking at. You were looking at Rex, and they had concept art of the Ghost Crew.
Aubrey, have you watched much of The Simpsons?
A little bit.
Yeah, I like the older ones, right? There's this really good old one where it's Marge's birthday and Homer gets her a bowling ball with his name engraved on it. Who's read the book more, you or Corey? That's what I'm getting at.
I flipped through it with him. And then
Corey's like, "I'm so busted."
I put it down. And I just see him pick it up, flip to the Captain Rex page, and I kid you not, the book was like in his face like this. And because we were talking about like before how there's like this deluxe edition that comes with like extra stuff, and he had looked up what was in it, and he was like, yeah, we might need to get the deluxe edition too. And I was like, "Are you trying to say this is yours now? And then like,
no,
you're getting the deluxe edition for me?" He was like, "I think we need both." And then a little bit later, because we were at my place, we're coming here to Corey's, and I'm bringing these things to your place. And he was like, "Okay, make sure to bring the Rebels book." So I think it's his now.
Corey.
I don't know about that one.
Do you think you've got problems? Take a look.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Corey, Corey. Oh, that's my favorite clip. Sorry?
Yeah.
It's my favorite clip.
Is it your book?
No, I don't think so. I mean, it's here. We share it. You can't fit that on your shelf anyways.
This is
can make it fit on your shelf.
Hey, I've got footage here of Corey, what he said when you opened the present to reveal the book.
Better work, man.
Oh, sorry. Cut out the start bit. Damn it. It's a surprise. He was there like going, oh. He was more excited. Just what you've always wanted.
Yes, basically.
Yeah. I have been wanting it, though.
Yeah.
It's a good book.
It's good. I've read it.
I know.
I've read it. I know. That classic Star Wars reference.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right. I reckon we've run the gamut.
Yeah.
I think so. I think we'll have, you know, we're almost close to August now when Ahsoka comes out, so we'll be able to talk about more stuff, I think.
Yeah, that's soon.
Comic-Con's next month.
Pictures are coming out.
Oh, yeah, I've got to organize Comic-Con.
Yeah, Comic-Con. Woo! That'll be fun.
Ooh.
Marvel's supposed to be there.
We'll see.
Yeah, I won't be there, though. Like, I'm not, yeah. I can't. No, I'm going to go to Comic-Con.
To the Marvel, yeah.
But yeah, I'm not, I don't have access or the desire to wait in some extended line situation.
Don is always able to finagle it.
Yeah, he did get Marvel last year and didn't go, and I judge him for that.
Yeah, last year talk to Dom. He's like, he has that Canadian charm where he's like just super nice and able to get in anywhere.
Yeah.
Excellent. I'm getting hungry for burgers just thinking about it, Corey.
I know.
The 7-Eleven burgers?
7-Eleven burgers. Yeah, I'm pretty sure I got food poisoning probably a couple times, but
I actually feel like those burgers might be off the market now, which is
I think they are. I think they probably have like salmonella in them or something at this point, and we have to find a replacement.
We do. All right. Well, I think this one's gone on
long enough.
So make with the plugs, you plucky duo.
I'll let you go first.
Yeah, you can find me at Dreamed of Magic on all social media, where I post about a ton of fandom things, and I'm also on management for Streamer Entertainment, so you can check out my writing and our stuff there. We just did relaunch. And then you can find me and Corey at the Compar Call, where we talk about Star Wars stuff on YouTube.
There you go.
Excellent. If you are a Patreon at the $3 level this week, we've got a new Star Wars Year by Podcast, 1986, Corey.
Ooh.
Can you see that graphic with the ice skating Ewoks? Yeah. We
That's
check.
Amazing.
Oh, my God. Some of the things that happen during the dark times, it's a wild thing. But to see the giant-sized ice skating Ewoks was... Woo! So it's all the Star Wars news. No, I wish. It was like it was on at like Madison Square Garden, which is just like they did like 2 weeks of shows there. It's just insane.
I didn't even know that was a thing. Interesting.
Yeah.
Find something.
It's
that needs to be like a defunct land documentary.
Yeah. I want to see a video. Is there a video of it?
Yes, well, we'll subscribe to Patreon.
Oh. Yeah, no, if you type in on YouTube Ewok Icecapades, it'll bring up like adverts for it, like off the TV.
Okay.
That's amazing.
It's good times. All right, thanks so much, you guys. It was so fun talking to you.
Super fun.
And may that force be with you. Sunday, Monday, Corey days. Tuesday, Wednesday, Corey days. Corey day. What a day for YouTube. This content is out. Scoop along with me those Corey days. Thanks, Corey. Thanks, Yoko.
You're welcome.